Well, after bringing Northern Ireland to a standstill yesterday, trade union leaders are warning there will be more strikes in the weeks ahead unless the money is released to settle their pay demands. However, Northern Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris says the £3 billion plus on offer from London is conditional on a return to power sharing. And to that, the DUP still says no. Journalist Amanda Ferguson joins us from Belfast. And I suppose the conundrum or the feature here, Amanda, is that the money is there to settle this pay dispute that brought Northern Ireland to a standstill yesterday. What are the chances of any of that money being released by London despite the political stalemate?
Well, up to this point, the NIO, the Secretary of State, have indicated to reporters and to the political parties that the Treasury in London is very firmly linking the £3.3 billion package, which includes £600 million for public sector pay, with the restoration of Stormont. And we know from the seventh attempt to recall the Assembly earlier in the week that the DUP is continuing to block that. Now, the deadline for Chris Heaton-Harris to call a fresh Assembly election pass at midnight, and the Northern Ireland office issued a statement which had an interesting sentence in it. It said, I intend to introduce new legislation which will take a pragmatic, appropriate and limited approach to addressing the executive formation period and support Northern Ireland departments to manage the immediate and evident challenges they face in stabilising public services and finances. So the first part of that sentence means that he's just kicking the can down the road. He's not going to call a fresh Assembly election, that he's buying more time for himself, but he's really just having to extend it because he has a legal duty to call an election within 12 weeks if he doesn't. The second part of the sentence isn't quite clear. I understand he's due to be on his feet on Monday with regard to the extension of the executive formation period, but what it means for finances remains to be seen. I wonder, is there any scope for him to do something? Because last week up at Hillsborough, not last week, it was only Monday, Doug Beattie, the Ulster Unionist Party leader, said that the Secretary of State had indicated to him that he was going to be introducing what may be known as like a hybrid model of governance here, where the civil servants who are in charge of the departments, the permanent secretaries, are given extended powers to try to do more with their departments. And if there's something sort of political or that they don't want the touch comes up, that they can reference the Secretary of State and that he could make the decision. So Monday should be interesting to see if there's any movement or any budging. But so far, the Treasury is indicating, and you know, really the Tories aren't necessarily that fussed about public sector pay reform, and they don't have any votes in Northern Ireland. So there's a lot in the mix at the moment, but continuing is strike action among road service staff and also among education authority staff. So I think that the former, the gridding of the roads is going to be an issue just over the next few days, because only four roads, the M1, the M2, the A1 and the A4, are being gridded. So the police this morning are warning people just to be careful when they're out on the roads, because most of the roads are untreated.
So this failure in public services is matching the failure in politics. Michelle O'Neill, when the Assembly did meet this week and failing to elect a speaker, saying it could be the last time they meet because of this ongoing stalemate. So this plan B from Chris Heaton-Harris, how comprehensive is it likely to be? Will it have Dublin involvement, for instance?
Well, what will be provided for if there is a plan B introduced will be whatever the Good Friday Agreement contains. I know that there's been a lot of chat about the use of the words joint authority. Now, joint authority isn't provided for in the Good Friday Agreement, so it wouldn't be joint stewardship of Northern Ireland affairs between Britain and Dublin. However, there is an enhanced role for the Irish government there, and at no stage has the Irish government indicated that in any plan B that they would want to overreach beyond that. So I think that whenever you look at the three strands of the Good Friday Agreement, if it's not working within the parties in the North, if it's not the North-South structures aren't working, the only relationship left that is working is the one between Britain and Ireland, and whatever would be provided for would be pretty strict. And we know obviously the relationship between the British and Irish governments is a little strained, because the Irish government is taking the Legacy Act, which represents the sort of the view of most people in the North with regards to how the UK government's trying to deal with legacy. But it's an awful state of affairs. And, you know, I was out and about yesterday all day on the picket lines talking to workers, and they really feel as if they're being used, that, you know, someone should either the DUP should get back to work so that the money to pay them should be released, or that the UK government should intervene. And I don't think that many people are buying the Secretary of State's claim that the UK government couldn't intervene, even though, you know, public sector pays a devolved matter. I think the COVID pandemic showed that governments can pretty much do whatever they want if they need to.
And finally and briefly, Amanda, that point the unions were making, that they're being used as pawns to put pressure on the DUP. Chances of that working?
Well, the DUP will only really get concerned if its own voters turn on it. Now, the trade unions have so far gone after the Secretary of State rather than directly, you know, and consistently mm-hmm. blame the DUP, because there will be unionist members in the trade union, there will be unionist voters and DUP voters on the picket lines and engaged in industrial action. So a lot of people are wondering why the unions aren't really going after the DUP, but I think it's easier for them to focus on the UK All government right. because they're in charge of the money.
Journalist Amanda Ferguson in Belfast, thank you.